Hey, everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we're watching episode 719 of Power Rangers Samurai, episode 19, Broken Dreams.
It aired October 1st, 2011, written by Jill Donnellan and directed by Akihiro Noguchi.
Okay, he's been here a couple times. He did like a string of like three episodes earlier, and they started using a lot of whip pans and dramatic zooms in there.
So filmmaking techniques.
Yeah. So that was fun to see. I like when they do stuff. I like when they just do stuff. Because a lot of times they don't do stuff.
Yeah, a lot of times it's like, here's a camera. Maybe there's a close-up. You know, that's it.
Yeah, that's pretty much. They'll do like a high angle every once in a while to show a Power Rangers or something. But, you know,
yeah.
But I don't know. I like it when they get a little weird with it. Anyway, if you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it, you can follow along if you got YouTube or the DVDs, because you're a billionaire.
Billionaires don't listen to this show.
Don't, yeah. Hey, just right up at the top, if you're a billionaire and you're not giving us at least $14,000 a month, I'm going to say $13,900 a month, because $14,000, I believe, is when the gift tax kicks in. We already have to pay taxes anyway. I don't want it to get higher than an amount that I don't know what to do about.
Yeah, I don't want to have to hire a tax professional.
Yeah, I'm barely qualified to do my own taxes, and I just sweat the whole time. But if you're not giving us at least $13,900 a month and you're a billionaire, hit the bricks, find the nearest guillotine, and throw yourself into it. Also, probably should do this. Because the world is not getting bad. It's bad. And the people in charge are trying to make it worse for a couple key demographics, specifically trans people. As of yesterday, anyone autistic, they decided that that's something they can cure, which is not how that works.
There's always been an underlying, like...
There's always been... But now they're just like, Tylenol causes autism. No, it doesn't.
Yeah, because they couldn't eradicate vaccines, so now they're gonna try to take out Tylenol.
Did you hear that, like, insurance companies are like, vaccines, it just give people back, it's actually cheaper for us to give people vaccines than it is for all the other stuff. Even insurance companies are like, just do the vaccines, please. This is why, of all the people that are in charge, I hate Robert F. Kennedy the most. I think I hate a lot of them equally, but I hate him number one with a bullet. Also, I have a sort of policy as it applies to like social media and stuff, and a little bit as it applies to the podcast, and that, like, you'll see those like retweet if your page is a safe space for trans people or whatever kind of things. And I feel like if I have to do that, then I'm not doing a good enough job of being about that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think today, anyway, the it goes without saying is going to have to be said, just so we're all very clear.
Yeah.
If you're listening, and I can't imagine you are, but if you're listening and you're racist or transphobic or bigoted in general, you don't have a place here. You don't get to sit at the table with the cool kids. You have to wait outside in the rain.
We would like for you to leave, actually.
Yeah, 100%. I don't know how else to say it. Like, it is wild to me that there are so many people so mad at such a small demographic for no reason other than because they need an acceptable target currently, and I do not f*** with that. So hit the bricks if that is you. If not, come on in. Have a seat.
Yeah.
It's nice in here.
If you're cool, let's chill.
Yeah.
If you're ass f***, get the f*** out.
Like, get out. Yeah.
Just leave, please.
None of these count for swear jars. This is business time. These are business swears. I feel like it's pretty obvious that we are.
Yeah.
We just, like, the episode I'm about to edit has Petra on, who is a trans woman. Like, we have tons of friends you've heard. I feel like a lot of times it goes without saying, but I did see something the other day that said, hey, I know it goes without saying, but it would be good to hear it. Just because so many people are coming out against, in just, like, I don't know, it drives me nuts because it doesn't make any sense to me. And I know that is the point, but, like, anyway. That's the business time out of the way. Do you want to go watch Broken Dreams?
Yeah, I want to walk the lonely road, the only road that I have ever known.
I was trying. I don't. Okay, so I pretty famously don't care for Green Day. And I was trying to think of a way to introduce the episode by doing the song. But I don't know the lyrics of the song because I don't listen to Green Day. So I was like, I walk a broken dream, the loneliest one you've ever seen. And I was like, that clearly, that can't be right. That cannot be the lyrics.
It's not right, but it is funny. So,
and that's really what I'm aiming for. Anyway, let's go walk a lonely road together in the pit of danger.
In the pit. Green Day would be 100% better if Batista was in the band.
If Green Day as people seem like lovely. They seem like nice guys. I just, number one, don't like their music. And number two, hate the way their drummer's face looks.
I also am not a fan of Trey Cool.
Trey Cool. He calls it, okay, well, before we get into it, he pronounces Green Day wrong. I know he's in the
Green
band.
Day.
He says Green Day. Like a ball gown. And like, he's not doing it for the bit like Ariana Grande is in Wicked.
Yeah.
That's just how he says.
It's a joke in the movie.
That's just how he says Green Day, which isn't correct.
I don't know. He just seems a little
smarmy.
Too far on the full of himself side of things, so I don't.
Same.
Okay.
Anyway, let's go watch Broken Dreams.
Let's samurai, guys.
Jake.
Josh.
And we're back from the Boulevard of Broken Dreams. There's other words in the song. I don't hate that song. I have that album somewhere.
Dude, I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's on American Idiot. I don't know for sure.
It is. Okay. Something about shadows walk inside him or something. I don't know.
He walks
it's Broken
alone
Dreams, man. There's no rules.
Right. He walks alone in the pit of danger.
Yeah.
And the pit of danger is adjacent to the Boulevard of Broken Dreams, which is lonely.
Yeah.
So
they're both lonely in their own ways.
In a lot of ways.
Yeah.
I want to see Batista powerbomb Trey Cool now really bad.
Through his bass drum.
Just right through it. Anyway, if you're new here, what we do is we pause recording. I already did that. What am I doing? Why did I revert? What happened? Green Day got me all messed up.
You know, we got the broken dreams.
I got, yeah.
And so now, that was just on a loop until we wake up.
Genuinely stunned, I cannot figure out how to continue. Oh, heyjakeandjosh.com. That's okay. All right, never mind. We're good. Heyjakeandjosh.com is the website. You can go there, listen to old episodes up through SPD is up there. I've sent you Mystic Force stuff, but Mystic Force is not up yet.
Yeah, well, look, I'm on vacation next week, supposedly. I don't know.
Allegedly, for now.
Will I do it then? I don't know, because I also have to go get new brake pads. So
well, that's a whole day gone.
Yeah, and that's it's my vacation. I don't want all my days to be work.
Exactly. Anyway, that's up to there. There is a website that you can find our archive on, and it's not our website.
Yeah, it's fun. It's like a fun little scavenger hunt.
You got to go to So Sizzle, who is much smarter than us, at least bare minimum in matters of RSS feeds, has put together our RSS feed, and it's like. So all of our episodes are hosted on our website. So they all link back to our website, but his website is where the RSS feed lives. So it's sysl.dev, and go to I believe it's under tools. If you go to the tools tab, it's first of all a very good looking website. And then there's the bottom part that just says cool websites, and it's got little like web ring buttons of places you can go.
The GeoCities website links. So cool.
He also just put out a Game Boy Game Jam game called Unlucky. I think it's called Unlucky 13. It was for the 13th of this whatever.
Yeah, I think the theme of the Game Jam was Unlucky. And I think also the title of it was like Unlucky 13.
Yeah.
I don't remember right.
13 Unlucky Days is what it's called. So you can go get that. That's also on his itch, Sizzle, sysl.itch.io. Thank you so much, Sizzle. Also, the Kingdom of Smarts archive feed is there too. What's next? You can email us a little idiots time, morphinggrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @morphinggrid. We're on Blue Sky, morphinggrid.bisky.social. We're on Snapple Podcasts and Google Play and Pod Knife and Pod Bay and Pod Baby and Pod Dreams.
Pod Dreams. That is where you can exclusively listen to new episodes of Dream Boys.
Speaking of new episodes of Dream Boys, Josh, you activated my trap card.
Oh, no.
Hey everybody, welcome to Dream Boys!
Are we doing Dream Boys?
Welcome to Dream Boys. This is a mini episode called The Nap Nap. Welcome to Dream Boys Nap Nap.
Oh, okay.
An episode within an episode.
I'm like pulling up my note. I've got three dreams written down for the next time we do a Dream Boys.
Well, we're doing a mini one now. So do you want to do a dream? I have a dream from a submission list pulled up that we could do, or we could each offer up a dream.
No, let's do the submission list one.
Okay. If you haven't listened to our April Fool's episode, Dream Boys, where we do such a good job interpreting your dreams that the people are clamoring for more episodes.
Yeah. We might have to put out a book of dream interpretation. Really.
We might have to. I think we're really good at it. Halloween, so subject line, Halloween costume panic. I had a full-on stress dream about not being able to, which this is coming out in October, so like this is seasonally appropriate. I had a full-on stress dream about not being able to find a decent Halloween costume, no matter where I looked downtown, which seemed to only consist of a toy store, a pub, and the office my dad used to work in. I could barely find anything that would come together into something I liked. Every now and then I'd find something that could make part of a costume, but never the whole thing. The things I tried were cowboy, hockey player, baseball player, but also it's gender-bent Harley Quinn.
Ooh, interesting.
And a pelican beanie baby.
Just looking for some stuff to throw together to be a pelican beanie baby for Halloween.
Near the end of the dream, I realized it was almost time for the Halloween party and I still had nothing. Also, I'd lost the address for the Halloween party and was trapped in the endless hallways of the aforementioned office building. I never got out or found a costume by the time I woke up. Also, this dream happened last night. This was submitted in April. That's from Freaked Out Facade. Halloween costume panic used to be more of a problem in my life than it is now.
I don't do anything for Halloween anymore. I was never a big Halloween guy anyway. Spooky isn't really part of my personality, I don't think.
Right. Even though you do like horror movies.
I do like horror movies. I don't know.
You also, where you live, I imagine you get zero trick-or-treaters.
We get zero trick-or-treaters. So we usually, if we're both off of work, if Halloween falls on a day where we like don't have to work, we'll go to her mom's house and give out candy there. But even that, like, that is like a neighborhood that she lives in.
Yeah,
I'm talking about Latasha is her in this scenario.
Right, yes, yeah.
Her mom lives in like a neighborhood, and still it's only like family members driving their kids there to get candy, because Halloween is kind of dead.
I have a suspicion that it will be coming back. If my area is any indication. So ever since the pandemic, people have been doing trunk or treat, which is just like you drive your car, you open up, you go trunk to trunk. It's in a smaller area. You get it all done in once. You still get the like trick or treat kind of feeling, but you don't like have to walk all over. I live in a trailer park. This trailer park has always been absolutely nuts on Halloween, like forever, up until I would say probably 2020. And then for like 2 years, there was like nobody. And then last year and the year before that, so the year before we had like people were like, there was like a good amount. And last year we had like a steady stream for like a couple of hours. Like it was like a pretty good. So I think Halloween is on the way back now that kids who weren't in school during the pandemic are in school now because it's been 5 years.
Yeah.
I think the cycle has started to like reset itself.
Good.
So I think trick-or-treating will be back soon, which is good because I like to see it. You know?
Yeah.
I trick-or-treated until I was like 17, I think.
I trick-or-treated also well into my teens. It's free candy, man.
It's free candy. You get to dress up and you and your friends run around like hooligans and it's fine. And like all the people there, like at least where I live, nobody was like, aren't you a little old? They were just like, all right, here's a candy bar.
The last year I did it, I was an honest to goodness sheet ghost.
Yeah.
Like I just threw a sheet over myself with the eye holes cut out. So no one really knew.
Classic.
How old I was. And you'd get a lot of like, oh, how original. And I would always be like, how many other sheet ghosts you seen tonight, buddy?
Yeah, right? Smart guy?
Zero, I bet.
This is a classic. It's a classic for a reason. Not being able to find a Halloween costume when you know that there's a Halloween party, I bet is a lot like having not studied for the test.
Yeah.
That you have to take right now. So I assume that you have some sort of buildup of anxiety in your life that you need to let go of. And honestly, who among us doesn't?
Yeah.
In this day and age. Let me see if, okay, so here are the options that you could, let me see if this is anything. See if okay. anything jumps out.
There's some stuff in here, I think.
Yeah, cowboy, hockey player, baseball player, but also gender bent Harley Quinn, Pelican Beanie Baby. Those are the options you found parts of.
It starts out so plain.
Normal, even.
Right? Plain, yeah. Normal, like, oh, I'm a cowboy. You can just go to Party City and get like a cowboy outfit.
Yeah, easy.
Apparently, though, Party City is not in your dream downtown.
No. I assume you were at the toy store.
Yeah. So there was, a toy store, your dad's old office.
And the pub. Yeah.
Yeah. They have the good costumes in the back. You have to know the password.
We do keep them in the back for us. So we can take them.
Yeah.
My Ren Faire outfit, now that I'm thinking about it.
You got to go to the pub and you lean up on the bar and you go, hey, Carl. The Dream Boys sent me, and then that'll get you into the good
and then
costumes.
You can get in. Yeah. I'm going to the Ren Faire this weekend, and Ash is making our costumes, and I'm just now realizing that my costume is also basically gender bent Harley Quinn,
but also a baseball player. I think that is where there might be some meat on the bone.
I feel like that's a good costume idea, actually. Gender bent Harley Quinn but baseball player.
Yeah. Harvey Quinn. I feel like
there's
something here, but I don't know if I can find it.
I don't know. I think once you get to Pelican Beanie Baby,
Pelican Beanie Baby, we do have to talk about.
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
I know what a Pelican
Beanie Baby is, but how do you make your costume specifically a Beanie Baby and not just a Pelican?
Right. So you get a beanbag chair and you empty the contents of it into your costume with you.
Yeah.
So you're swimming in BBs.
So yeah, when someone hugs you, it feels like a big Beanie Baby.
It's like a big BB Baby.
And you also have the big black, like, marble eyes.
And your face can look out the pelican mouth. It's wide enough for it. And actually, you could put your candy in the pelican mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of having to carry around the bottom of
the bill is just the bag. You say trick or treat and you open.
And you pull your head mouth. Back.
They have to reach into your weird pelican bill and drop the candy in.
Yeah, that's a great costume idea. I think Dream U was trying to give you the perfect costume idea.
Dream U was like, here's all the regular stuff. Like, this isn't it. This isn't what you're looking for.
Right.
But in your subconscious, you're like, man, Beanie Baby Pelican. If I could just make it work.
And I think we just figured out how to make it work for you. Yeah. And I think that is what we were here to do.
That was the whole intention of.
I think that was the need of the dream is to figure out what
Boys
to do.
This iteration of Dream Boys Nap Nap.
Yeah. Which should be out before Halloween, so you have time.
Yeah, just get a beanbag chair and a pelican costume.
And a pelican costume.
You might have to swap the eyes out to make sure you got that Beanie Baby vacant.
The like jaws eyes. Glass like a doll's eyes like
yeah,
that like
the taxidermy yeah. eyes just stick yeah. them on there.
And then also this is a part that I think like we all understand, but I'm just going to say it out loud just in case anybody else is like, that's a good idea. I'm also going to be a Pelican BB Baby. By the way, if anybody is a Pelican BB Baby for Halloween and you don't send us a picture, I will be very upset. You need to have very good elastics around the feet or else the BBs will fall out.
Yeah, that I think would be the biggest challenge is getting all the beanies to stay within
to keep the inside
body
yeah.
of the costume.
And also they can't be too tight because then it might cut off circulation and then we have new problems. So you got to find it's a delicate dance, but I believe in you. I hope this helped. Good luck on your BB Baby Halloween costumes. This has been Dream Boys Nap Nap.
I also want to know how the gender bent Harley Quinn baseball player is not just a clown in a baseball outfit.
Well, because you would have
the big hammer.
Well, if it's baseball,
and that's what you hit the baseballs with.
You could just Harley Quinn sometimes has a baseball bat. I feel like it would just be like, I don't know, you do a Jersey accent and pigtails. You could do pigtails maybe.
Yeah, and clown makeup.
Yeah,
and your
but
baseball,
not like clown
your,
clown.
No, but just like she's got like.
Yeah.
Makeup on.
Right.
Kind of. Because she's like a court jester.
Yeah.
And then I guess your logos for your team are just different card suits.
Right. Your team, you would be on the Jokers.
Yeah.
is your baseball team.
The Mr. J's.
The Mr. J's, yeah. And the mascot is a big Joker from Batman, but with a big head. Also on Patreon, patreon.com/JakeandJosh.
Was that the mystery bit?
That was a mystery bit, yes.
No, I cannot believe I triggered it.
I was gonna very shortly into the episode either way, but you tripped on it. You activated my trap card early, so I'm also
eager to do new Dream Boys, so I think maybe part of the mid-season hiatus will be an episode of Dream Boys.
I think so. If my math is right, then like halfway through October is when this and the next episode will air, unless something goes wrong, which has happened before. But I think that's about when it'll go, and that'll give us a week or two before Halloween, and the episode after that is a Halloween episode. So I think those 2 weeks will be bonus episodes, and one of them will be a Dream Boys.
Yeah.
And then we'll put out the Halloween episode on Halloween and then continue mostly as normal. I think it's only the Christmas episode, and then we go into Super Samurai. Yeah. So the Christmas episode will be on its own episode. It'll be the first week of November, or the second week of November, I guess.
Just in time for Christmas.
Yeah, right. As soon as Halloween's over, it's Christmas time.
It's Christmas,
now.
Yeah.
And you take a pit stop at Thanksgiving, but it's still like within the Christmas domain.
It's just the warm up for Christmas. It's like, okay, right. Here's all, you know, you're going to be doing this again in about a month.
Right. And almost exactly a month this time, because Christmas
ham
is on Thursday
instead of turkey,
this year.
Probably, right. Maybe. It depends. Everyone does.
Depends on your family. Yeah, we do. I don't know if we have like a standard for Christmas. I think it's usually like a ham or like a chicken.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah, we were always turkey for Thanksgiving and ham for Christmas.
That makes sense.
Good Christmas ham.
We used to do prime rib on Christmas.
You can get a roast beast if you'd like.
Cut up
Walmart
a big roast
used
beast.
To give out hams, remember?
They used to.
Remember that?
And then and over our time there, the hams got smaller and smaller every year.
And then they were gone.
And then they're like, no more hams.
Sam Walton's dead. Then we're taking away the hams.
Sam Walton's dead and the hams went with him. And so did it being nice to work at Walmart. Anyway, patreon.com/JakeandJosh. For as little as a dollar a month, you can help support the show. For as much as you want a month, you can help support the show. There's no upper limit. I don't think we say that enough.
Yeah.
And again, if you are a billionaire, I expect there to be a $13,000 a month pledge.
Mm-hmm.
You won't even notice if you have $1 billion. You will not. You cannot even notice that amount of money.
But we will.
Will we?
Look, we would split that in half.
Yeah.
And I still could probably quit my job.
yeah.
No, maybe not. Maybe not. If it's monthly, maybe not.
$7,000 a month?
I was doing it for $1,300 because $13,000 a month is unfathomable.
$1,300 a month would still, I'd be like, whoa! But $13,000 is like, that's a fake amount of money to us.
No, $7,000 a month?
You
get
me?
Hey, get off Kroger, I'm out of here. Pick your own groceries, Grandma.
So Taylor Swift, I know you're a big fan. I know you're a billionaire. One of the more ethical billionaires there are, but...
Still a billionaire, so...
Still a billionaire, so... We won't tell anyone that number goes up. If you're like a normal person, like a dollar is great. We genuinely appreciate any amount of support. We super appreciate it. At $5 level, at the $5 a month, you get access to the Discord. So you can come hang out, talk about Power Rangers and or Pokemon or literally anything except Magic the Gathering. You're not allowed to do that there.
Yeah.
I put my foot down.
Wait, I thought we made a channel for the nerds.
No, that's Sentai Talk for the Dorks.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's what
And
it
I'm
was.
In there more often now. But the problem with Magic the Gathering is that it's like kudzu. You know that like the leaf that takes over entire, like if you don't get rid of it immediately, it just takes over, like it covers acres and acres. That's what Magic the Gathering is. Someone starts talking about it, that's the whole thing. And so you have to put your foot down immediately.
It's also Fortnite now.
It is also Fortnite now. But it doesn't even have Sabrina Carpenter, so what is the point? Genuinely. Also, Riley keeps trying to get me to do Fortnite.
My boss keeps trying to get me to play Magic. And I'm like, I don't care that they just made a Sonic set. I'm not going to do it.
No.
I told him, I'm like, if you make me a Sonic deck, I will play like one time with you with it. And right. I won't know what's happening because I don't understand the way the game works.
No. You tap the mana and you do the spells.
Okay. I just want to go fast.
Honestly, In these trying times, I just like to go fast.
Can I offer you a go fast in these trying times?
Would you like to jump in?
Yeah.
Can I jump into Broken Dreams? We start off on training with kendo sticks. We love to start with training. It's like, I think 80% of the episodes this season started with training.
And I remember when we were like, what did everyone get hired for, right? Because we know Emily was a competitive cheerleader.
Yes.
So we know what she got hired for.
Yeah.
Mike and Kevin are here. They're doing like single down swings with the kendo stick. And then Jaden is Steve Blackman with a kendo stick.
Jaden is like genuinely kicking ass with the kendo stick.
So I think I know why Jaden got hired, actually.
That would make a lot of sense. I would fully buy that. I know Mike can dance. We saw him dance in like episode 2 or 3.
I wish that would come up sometimes.
He should dance a little bit more.
But instead, he's always just kind of being like a little stinker.
He's a little bit of a stinker. He's also my second favorite Ranger this season. Like, Kevin was hired because he's ripped like Jesus.
Yeah.
He's shredded and so smooth because we saw him with his shirt off when he was swimming.
Well, because he's a swimmer, yeah.
Right.
You got to be smooth.
You don't want the drag in the water.
You don't want the 0.01 second drag in the water.
Right. Just throw off your time. You won't make it to the Olympics if you do that.
No. How are you going to be the greatest swimmer in the world if you have some body hair?
If you're not perfectly smooth like an egg, Mia is gorgeous. So I think that's probably why she was hired. But Jaden, if he wasn't hired for kendo stick prowess, he's put in the work.
Yeah.
Because he looks great doing it. He also just dead stops and has a flashback to Decker being like, you're a freak like me, Jaden.
we're messed up. We're tapped.
We're tapped. And then Mike's like, Jaden, where'd you go, man?
Yeah, he's like, you just like stopped. What's going on?
You're a million miles away. Are you okay? And Kevin's like, yeah, man, I think you're still out of it from being kidnapped. And like, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
It's probably a little traumatic, if I had to guess. Like,
even as a Power Ranger, I feel like, because like the scale, like when you become a superhero, I feel like the scale of like what trips your brain as like a traumatic event changes. Right. Because you have like superhero duties and stuff. And so you're like, I feel like you just sort of like adapt your scale to that.
Yeah.
But getting regular style kidnapped in your like just in your human clothes, probably still traumatic. No
and
matter
then just
what.
Dumped into a lake and then you wake up and there's Decker there. He's like, I'm going to kill you.
I'm going to kill you.
When
you're
ready,
good.
Me and my sword, Uramasa, are going to kill you.
And then he was like, all right, you're ready. And it's like, it's been 25 minutes.
I haven't stood up yet, dude.
Yeah, like, I'm still pretty out of it. I was poisoned recently, like bad. Emily also was like, hey, if you ever want to talk about it, we can talk about it. And I thought that was Mia saying that because their voices sound the damn
Mia's
same.
Not here yet.
I didn't realize that until... Mia walked in. I went, oh, I guess that was Emily. Because then Mia walks in. And she's in her civvies. And I was like, does she still have her job at a daycare? Or
she went to work this morning. Yeah.
I got so excited about the prospect of her being like, sorry, I'm late. I had to do morning shift at kindergarten.
Yeah.
Right?
This damn parent wouldn't come pick up their kid.
Right? But no, she just, just wasn't training because she's cooking dinner tonight.
Yeah, she had to go get stuff for... Because the Antonio's doing so good, and she just wants to make a good dinner for him, I guess.
He's putting in a lot of work on making the vape work.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about the vape. It doesn't come up in this episode at all.
It does not.
And also, we're not going to come back to Mia cooking.
No, I think they like the idea of her being a bad cook more than they like the idea of having to film her cooking poorly.
Having to make bad food.
Waste food to look bad. Yeah, so I think a lot of the joke is just like, she's a bad cook. And everyone goes, so then they're like, Kevin's like, what's the special occasion? And she's like, well, Antonio's been working really hard, so I want to like make him a good dinner. And they're like, oh, okay.
But she has bags from like a clothing store.
Right.
They're like big old Navy bags.
Maybe she's just reusing them. She's responsible.
Maybe.
Because Power Rangers used to be built on a bedrock of reduce, reuse, recycle. And now it's like buy cotton candy, kids. So she like goes inside, I guess, to start, maybe. I don't know. She goes inside. No, she has to finish
the food up. She's got to, you know, get all the fridge stuff in the fridge.
She goes out shopping again. So maybe she just didn't get it all. this time.
She, yeah, she had to go to different stores. It's hot out, so she can't leave the refrigerated stuff in the car.
Exactly. So, right. So she has to go back. Yeah, that makes sense. I would get that second, but that's just me. So Jaden also walks away, and then Mike's like, man, I feel bad for Jaden. First, Octoroo poisons him, and now this. And Emily goes, be nice.
She, like, slaps him. He's like, be nice. And I'm, Emily, he's not being mean. He's worried about him.
But also, like, this is the best acting she has done the whole season. It is so charming. The way she says, be nice, I literally, like, rewound it, like, 4 times just to be like, oh, that's good. Like, that's a good delivery of it. Then we go to the theme song. And then when we come back, Xandru is throwing Shammy around for not killing Decker and not even
engaging him in battle. Yeah. Or his sword, Uemasa.
Right. And then Octoroo tries to cover, and he's like, oh, if she did, it's Decker, she'd be dead. Yeah, so maybe she's trying to find an opening.
He's just like, ooh, ah, ooh. Decker is a tough cookie.
That's exactly how it feels when he abandons a rhyme. It, like, you match the cadence perfectly of him just, like, giving up. But she's like, if you want to kill me, do it.
Yeah, she's like, please just kill me already.
Yeah. Ever since I became a Nihloc, all I experience is sorrow and pain. And he's like, oh, I guess in that case, you won't need your harmonium. Again, that's not what this instrument is. This is a shamisen. A harmonium is like an accordion. It's very different. So he, like, destroys the front of it.
He, like, grabs it and it catches on fire.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he throws it across the room, and it, like, breaks the strings and burns the face of it.
And she, like, jumps on it and starts, like, putting it out, and she's like, you are truly evil. And then she, like, runs away, and then there's some victim blaming from Xandru about, like, how she deserved it or whatever.
She runs off. She's like, I gotta go get it fixed, and she leaves, and Octoroo's like, hey... She's getting away because he's not on a side. He's just he's just like a little crap head.
I think Octoroo is going to be the final villain. Well, I thought that at this point, and then later in the episode, we'll see someone who I think will be the final villain.
Yeah, the big bad lurking in the shadows.
Yeah, but Octoroo definitely is like, I'm going to last as long as possible. I will have no allegiances.
By any means necessary. If I have to throw Xandru to the wolves so that I can stay alive, I'm going to do it.
Cool. If I got to throw Shammy, cool. I'll try to protect her for like a second, but only if it makes me look good. Like,
yeah, to her.
I guess
so she doesn't try to kill him.
So
I don't
Decker
know.
Doesn't kill me because he has a big sword, Uemasa.
But Decker doesn't know her.
No.
Like, that's the whole thing, right? Yeah. That's the whole point. But anyway, Xandru's just like, she's not going to get far, but she does. She gets all the way out.
She leaves, and he's like, call Rhinosaurus, or I thought he said Rhinosaurus.
No. He said something much stupider than that. For a monster that's actually pretty sick.
Pretty good looking monster. I also can't say Rhino the long way. Like, I have to very phonetically, like, slowly go through it if I want to say it. If I'm just saying Rhino, I'm going to say Rhino. If I'm trying to say the long one, it will come out Rhinosaurus every time. I've tried to fix it. It's the same thing with Illuninum. I just can't do it. It just, some words are tricky.
Some words are tricky is what I was about to say. You took the words right out of my mouth.
So when he said Rhinosaurus, I was like, hey, I say that. But he didn't say Rhinosaurus. He says something different.
He said, do you know what he said?
I heard it later.
Okay.
Again.
Because I heard it here, and this is one of 2 times that I had to pause and facepalm for a second.
Was the other time in the dream when Bulk shows up?
Yes, exactly that.
Because I went, oof.
I'm excited to talk about that, too, because I don't think he was anywhere near the set when he filmed that.
I can't imagine. So we cut. Speaking of, we cut out to the real world, and Bill and Spike are sitting down to eat a burrito in turns. Spike says, you take a bite, and then I will. There's 2 burritos on the plate. You don't gotta go back and forth, man.
He's part toad, so I don't think he understands how to eat human food.
Oh, right.
Because he's just... He just gets it from the sun.
He's like, I get it from the sun and the dirt and, and decomposing bodies.
It sucked the nutrients out of the dead flesh. And then Josh eats me on a pizza.
Ooh, and Jake will not.
Actually got some mushrooms on pizza yesterday.
That's, well, good luck, man.
This is good.
So Shammy pops out of the wall and she hears a guitarist. I thought she was going to like cause a ruckus towards Bulk and Skull.
We see actually as they're like panning across this sitting park.
Yeah.
I don't know what you call this because it's not a park. It's not like a grass area.
No, it's like an office park, but it's like an outdoor dining area for a food court somewhere else.
Yeah. As we pan across that, we see the guitar guy in the background, and there's like some people just kind of like half-heartedly extra dancing around him.
Because he's not really playing, and it's just like regular strumming. They did also get a guy who looks a little bit like Tom Pepe.
Yeah.
Like a little bit. And so she like zooms up to him. And grabs him and is like, I'm going to drink the music out of you to fix my guitar.
Look, she's been a Nylock for a long time.
For hundreds of years, yeah.
And it's got to creep its way into your brain, right? But, like, she didn't seem like a bad person. Spoilers, I guess. But
right.
At this point, she's just like, I'm gonna suck the musical talent out of your blood.
And put it back in my chemisin.
And he's like... And I thought she was going to just, like... aggressively approach him and then be like, can you fix this?
Yeah. What she does is she just, when she gets up to him though, he does go, can I help you? Which is very funny.
Because he's not scared of her initially.
No.
Until he throws him on the ground and grabs him in a chokehold and is like, I'm going to take your musical talent to fix my chemisin.
And everyone starts running and we see a grocery bag with some baguettes dropped.
She
to
did
the ground.
Drop the baguettes. Because I did note the baguette sticking out of the bag.
Yeah, because that's how else would you know they're groceries if you don't see the baguette or some sort of right. leafy green. Because
this isn't even a brown paper bag.
No.
This so is a plastic bag. Could have come from anywhere. You have to have the baguette.
Yeah, or else it could be anything in there. She could be trying to cook shoes and we wouldn't know. But it's Mia and she runs off to the side and she like hides to morph and like... I feel like it's been a long time since we've seen the Power Ranger duck out to morph, and boy, does it hit kind of right.
Yeah, this whole sequence, part of it was just like, I don't know, something about it was just kind of nostalgic. Just the way she was fighting Dayu and just like the back and forth they had. I was just getting real big Mighty Morphin
it's
vibes
very,
from it.
Very like classic Power Rangers. Yeah. A lot of this episode was, and in a lot of ways. So then out pops... the Rhino Man. I named him Ronnie Carolina because he puts everybody to sleep. He puts does a sleep gas and everybody falls asleep. The way Spike falls asleep is he like falls face down and his head balances on his brim like the
bill of his ball cap. Yeah. Yeah. It's just like sticks to the table.
Like hits the table and he's like balanced on it. And I was like, that's pretty funny. But I was trying to think of like what's the sleepiest state. And I remember when I drove down to Florida to live there for college, I tried staying awake the whole time, and the only time I slept was through North Carolina. And then when Scoot and I were driving either down or up after getting his car or coming back during the pandemic, I also fell asleep in North Carolina. So the Carolinas are the sleepiest state for me. He's Ron Carolina. I don't need to use both of them because there's not 50 episodes total. So
I was thinking, I was like, I wonder what state this one's going to be because we're at the point now where I'm in on the bit. So yeah. I'm like, And I was like, Delaware? Have we done Delaware
yet? We've done Delaware, yeah.
Look at me. I'm in Delaware.
The problem with Delaware is it's so small. You can't really sleep through it because you could nap through, you could blink and you're on the other side of it. Same with Rhode Island. Rhode Island is like a football field wide. Rhode Island feels like a statistical error.
Like they messed up drawing the map and they're like, hey, there's a piece of land here that we didn't put as part of Connecticut. And they're like, oh, that's Rhode Island.
That's Rhode Island. It touches Mass a little bit. What is that? And like, oh, it's that's Rhode Island. It's not an island. Yeah, well, that's okay. No one will be there.
It's just a coastline. Like, barely. It's just one side is water.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Rhode Island.
That's Rhode Island. They're like, okay, good enough. Let it ride, I guess. So
the actual history of Rhode Island is probably a lot worse than that.
Oh, I'm sure. It's it look, usually if you're looking at a map and you're like, why is this this way? There's three answers. There's a river.
Mm-hmm.
There's a mountain or racism. Those are like the three reasons why anything is any given way. I guess fourth would be like longitude lines or latitude lines, whichever. Yeah, latitude lines go across. But those are the big three reasons are, well, there's a river there, or there's a mountain there, or racism. Like, why does Oklahoma have that little bit and not just Texas keep going up? Oh, racism. That's all. Yeah, that's why that's there. So Rhode Island, who knows? could go. I don't think it's a mountain. So the odds of it used being something to be, else.
The full name of the state used to be like Rhode Island and the Providence Plantations. So it's just, it doesn't feel like it's probably very, I believe they dropped the back half of that officially now.
Well, but that's good. That's
yeah.
Weird.
So it's just, probably is just
probably not a river either then. So
no.
Anyway, so Ron and Carolina pops out and he does like a sleep gas and it puts everybody out. And then he tries to do that to Shammy and she blocks with the musician. So he just takes like a full sleep gas blast in the face and she's like, tell Xandru it's over, I'm not going back to the ship, you'll never take me alive, and then throws him down and runs. And then Jaden pops in and attacks Ronnie and they start fighting. I'm trying to think of the order of events. Shammy grabs the musician and is like, I'm not done with you yet, I'm still gonna drink your essence to fix my guitar, to fix my shamisen. And then Mia sees that and starts chasing her. And then Emily sees that and is distracted for a second. She's like, Mia, and then almost gets blasted. But Jason. That's why Jaden's name is that way. It's got to be.
Yeah, the whole season is trying to call back to all that stuff.
But Jason was never like this.
No.
He was just one of the guys.
No, it's like, literally just a name that's similar.
Yeah. So he like,
just like the theme song is like, the real theme song was never like this, but no. This one is just similar.
There was this other, like, I forget what it was. I think I was watching a TikTok and somebody was talking about Midwest emo and it like, it's, they're like Midwest emo back in the, it was like, you know, the, and then somebody stitched it and it like cuts in and it's like, hey, I was there. We did not call it Midwest emo. You didn't start doing that until like 2015. Like, it was a long time in. Like, Hawthorne Heights wasn't like, we're Midwest emo. Like, they were just from Ohio. Like, that's all. And I was like, that's right. Like, we didn't call it. It was just all emo.
It's just emo.
Pop punk. Those are the two really, they were the same genre a lot of the time, but it just like, if one was more radio friendly, it was pop punk. If it was less radio friendly, it was emo. So he saves Emily from getting sleep blasted and is like, go help Mia. So she runs off. And then Antonio pops in. And does he throw something at Ron?
I think he throws some fish at him.
Oh, he throws. He got his sardine daggers.
He throws fish like daggers. And he's like, I'm here. Don't worry. Don't worry about it, guys. I'm going to get him.
My turn now. And then he gets sleep blasted immediately
gets sleep blasted and he passes out with the goofiest grin on his face.
It's pretty funny. The timing was nice. They timed the bit well.
Yeah.
So then Ronnie Carolina says that the more that they dream, the tastier of a snack they'll be.
Yeah.
And so I go into the dream world and I'll eat them in there, but I'm going to let them marinate first so they get juicy.
Yeah.
So you got this nice thick,
you
got
soak in
drink.
The flavor. You know?
Yeah. And then he jumps into a portal in Antonio and pops out of a portal from the musician.
He can use the dream world to travel between sleeping people.
That's pretty cool.
That is so cool.
We are looking at a PD Pennsylvania level guy right now. He is not quite as funny.
No. And his real name sucks.
It does. Because it's like three puns at once.
Yeah.
Instead of just being like one pun, it's like trying to double up and that never works. So he jumps out of there where Mia and Shammy are fighting and then just puts them to sleep immediately. And the way they pass out, Mia demorphs and then they sort of are like hugging and they roll down the hill together.
Yeah.
And then they just kind of flop at the end of the hill. And Mia is like awake for a second. She's like, whoa.
Yeah, she's like trying to fight it, which nobody else was even able to do.
Yeah, and for a second I was like, "Is the suit? Does the suit protect you?"
That's
from
what I
a
thought.
Bit?
Like, well, she was morphed, so she didn't get the like full brunt of it. Right. But then she just kind of collapses, yeah. and passes out.
And then we cut back to the boys, and they're on the phone with Mentor, and he's like, he has looking at the archive, and he's like, "His name is Rhinosaurus, Rhinosnorus,
Rhinosnorus."
Come on.
A thing Mentor had to say with a straight face.
Probably 30 times.
He was like, he's Rhinosnorus, and he puts his victims to sleep and then eats them in their dreams.
And then they have good dreams, and then he eats them, and then once he eats them in the dream, they never wake up.
Yeah, and he even says at one point, he's like, Rhinosnorus could eat his victims at any time.
Yeah, and so Jane's like, we have to enter the dream world. And then we go to commercial.
And we come back, and Mike is like, we have to enter the dream world?
Because in real time, if you're watching this, you're probably six, and there was just like Gushers commercials.
There was just
on.
2 minutes of commercials with the popsicle dog being like, the colors, Duke.
Right.
And then the Gusher heads probably freaks you out a little bit.
Freaks out. And then they're like, also buy this toy. And then
actually,
here's
this
one.
Was 2011. I don't know if we had those popsicle commercials anymore.
Probably not. I mean, do we still have, there's still Airhead commercial. They're still making commercials for Airheads. I don't know where you can purchase Airheads.
You can, they are at Kroger. I don't think you can buy just one Airhead at the checkout, but you can buy a bag of Airheads.
Really? Because the only place I've ever bought Airheads is at a Little League baseball game concession stand when I was supposed to be playing. Like, I would be like, Mom, I need a dollar so I can go get an Airhead.
Yeah. Oh, well, third base is not covered because Jake is off getting Airheads.
I was, first of all, I played second base. Thank you very much.
I look, pretty, there's like nine positions. I just
and I
took
was
one.
Pretty good at it because they put me in the outfield at first because they're like, well, he's got short arms, so there's no way. And no one bats the outfield in Little League. You just can't. You just really can't. A lot of the times, so like, we'll just put him out in like right field where no one's hitting because everyone's right-handed anyway. So it's not going that way. It's going to left field. And I was like, this sucks. And they put me on second base once, and I got like three double plays. I was a baseball phenom when I was in Little League. And then I had a really crappy coach when I was in third grade, and I stopped playing forever. So the reason that I am not the world's greatest shortstop currently is because of someone's dad. Because that's who coaches Little League in grade school, is someone's dad. Oh,
that sucks.
Yeah. Because it was my...
Should have double played his ass.
I should have. I probably could have beamed him. I got a pretty good arm. But I think it was my friend Reggie's dad the year before, and then he didn't come back, and it was just like somebody else's dad who sucked. And I was like, this isn't fun. I'm not going to play this anymore. And I went to the batting cages for my birthday, and I was like, this feels right.
I missed the calling somewhere.
Yeah, it's like sliding doors. Every once in a while, there'll be like a thing comes up, like in another life, what would you be doing? And like sometimes I'm like, I feel like there is a me out there who is like a great astronomer, but there's a lot of math involved with that.
Yeah.
So clearly I didn't go that way. I have dyscalculia. And then another part of me is like, I could be playing baseball. You don't got to be tall to play baseball.
No.
You don't got to be tall. You got to be fast. And with training, I got thick, muscular legs. I can be fast.
Yeah.
But obviously I'm here with you. And it's going pretty great. So,
could be worse.
Could be a lot worse. Honestly, I'm doing pretty all right. So anyway, he's like, we got to jump in the dreams. He's like, yeah, I'm going to use my symbol power, but it's hard. Who knows how much it'll use. I probably won't be able to hold it open for a while. Then we cut into the dream world where Mia is at a big table. And the way the dream world is that it's mostly gray, but the people are all in color and certain objects are in color. So like all the like.
Yeah, but the background is like desaturated.
Yeah, which was cutting edge technology in 2001. But like the napkins are still their colors. And like if people are holding things or there's like, you know, important to the dream there. But like the most of it is like gray, which I really like the look of it. And she's like, I'm going to make a gourmet dinner party and then they'll see how good my cooking is. So does Mia know that people don't like her cooking?
She must, because she says like literally like they think I can't cook.
Like, I'll show them. Yeah. I don't think the joke works if she knows that she's a bad cook or knows that people think she's a bad cook.
No, it doesn't. Because then it's not a joke. It's just Mia making bad food.
Then it's just her making bad food and being like, they don't like it. I wonder why. And it's like, if you know they don't like it and you don't look inwards to be like, why do they not like it? Then like, it just, it all falls apart.
Surely it is everyone else who is wrong.
Right. I mean, I guess if she likes to eat it, that's like, that's fine. Right. Like, that's one thing. As long as like, if you're eating the food and you're like, I think it's good, then like, you're doing good enough. But like, I don't know. The joke doesn't work if she knows. Then she sees Decker in a tux carrying a woman in a bridal dress, like bridal style. And she's like, Decker.
We get that like Hitchcock zoom.
The like Dutch angle sort of.
Well, it's like it's on her face. And I think they taught us how to do this actually in a little bit of broadcasting class.
Oh, you're talking about push pull?
Where you zoom in on the camera, but you move. Or you zoom out on the camera, but you push in on the camera. So it's like she stays the same size, but the background comes forward.
Yeah. It's a great trick. It always looks good. You zoom while you're moving. You zoom out while you're moving forward. So the subject stays the same size, but everything else changes around him. Yeah, it's good. And she's like, Decker, what's he doing here?
Just that's a filmmaking technique.
I know.
In this episode.
Way to go, guy who directed it, whose name I've forgotten.
I forgot it. I'm looking at it right now. It is Akihiro Noguchi.
Akihiro, good job, man.
That guy is a director.
Every episode he's directed, I have like noticed the quality of the actual shooting of the thing. And like that's impressive. Because normally it's just like whatever we can do to get through the episode is what we will do. And this is like, no, we're gonna do some stuff. We're gonna make it interesting. Doesn't have to be boring just because it's for kids. And I appreciate that.
Yeah. Wish more people would think like that.
Same. So then we cut to outside, and Jaden is with great difficulty making a portal with his symbol power. And so when Ronnie Carolina makes a portal, it's just a big circle. He jumps in the portal. When Jaden makes it, it is the symbol, the power symbol that he does, that is the same color as the dream portal, and they have to jump into that. So he's like, you two go, I'll be right behind you. And they're like, okay. And so Mike and Kevin jump in, and then Jaden collapses.
He collapses, and he's just gonna sit there.
Literally just sit there
for like the whole next part of this episode.
The rest of this, until we see him again, we have to assume he's just sitting there longingly looking at Antonio sleeping.
Yeah, trying to catch his breath, but then he catches a glimpse of Antonio, and he's like,
and he's like, ooh.
He's got the vapors.
He does. When Antonio, we'll talk about later. Then we go, when they pop into the dream world, it's that painting of everybody in the park. I don't remember who did it, but you know the famous, there's like a famous painting of like everybody in a park.
It's a bunch of like old-timey people in a park. There's like a bridge in the background, and they pop in, Kevin and Mike. Kevin's just like, this is a dream. This looks normal. And I'm like, Kevin, where are you from?
Kevin, are you, number one, are you colorblind? Like legitimately, because most of the world, all the green is gray. So maybe it's like all green. Green is always like that. When you point at green, you're pointing at the same colors when you point at gray.
And like it is, to his credit, heavy air quotes, it is just people in a park. There's nothing, they're not like upside down or like walking on Saturn's rings or anything.
Right. They're not like stuck in like a downtown area that only has a pub, a toy store, and their dad's office.
Yeah, trying to find a Beanie Baby Pelican costume.
Yeah, no one there is dressed like a Pelican BB Baby. Which, boy, that's such a good costume idea. Antonio won a big trophy for the biggest fish of the year. I'm going to do a Google really quick.
Okay.
Biggest fish caught in 2011.
Now, whales don't count. They're mammals.
They are mammals. According to Facebook, the record blue catfish was caught in 2011. Is a 143-pound catfish, but that's not the largest fish. It's just the largest catfish. It's hard to tell. But like a sturgeon is like 7 feet long and huge and terrifying. So it had to be that maybe a marlin, like a swordfish, like a marlin or a swordfish.
Maybe he pulled up an ocean sunfish. Those are pretty big.
Yeah. If Animal Crossing has anything to say about it.
That's the literal only barometer for those that I have.
But he caught the biggest fish of the year. And do they run up to him yet? No, that's in a minute. No, maybe it's now. It is, yeah.
Yeah, because he's got the big trophy. It's like a three-tier trophy with a floppy fish on the top
of
it.
A big floppy fish. Yeah, a big mouth Billy Bass.
More than Scott Steiner's lead pipe.
They wanted it to be toy accurate, so when you bought the toy.
Right, because the Antonio action figure comes with the big fish
comes
trophy.
With the big trophy, so it flops the same as it went in there. But yeah, like, I think it's Mike who runs up and is like, Antonio, you're dreaming. He's like, give me my trophy back. I earned this. And they're like, we're in a dream, you idiot.
And then him and Kevin start like pulling on it like it's going to break in half in a cartoon.
Yeah, or in Pitch Perfect, in the one of the climactic scenes in Pitch Perfect when they're all fighting over a trophy and it breaks a window and then Beck has to go to jail. Then Jesse has to call her dad. And she's like, you don't get to call my dad.
Yeah, it's like that.
From Pitch Perfect, yeah. And then, they don't say this, but, like, Jesse rode home with Becca and her dad. Like, he's in the back seat while they're mad at each other, not talking for, like, a couple of hours because it's, like, not close. And that is honestly the scariest part of the movie to me. The idea that I would have to be in the car with my friend and their parent while they're fighting for hours at nighttime and I can't leave. No, thank you. Anyway, so... we hear from off screen, we hear like, hold on there. And then up rides Bulk in full samurai outfit on a horse.
Yeah.
On the same kind of horse that Jaden created from scratch in the first episode, which nobody has seen yet, but they did see a quick flash of it in an episode where Jaden just makes a horse. But that episode hadn't aired yet. So there's just a shot of Jaden making a horse that you have to accept is something that has happened in the past, which is wild. But he runs up, and then he's like, I'm the samurai around here, and I'll keep the peace. And then his steward is Spike, and he's there like, I'll step on my hands, and I'll help you. You know, that kind
of
thing.
Here's the thing about all of this stuff, until he gets off the horse.
Yeah,
the whole time Bulk is on the horse, he's not on camera with anybody else.
No.
Spike is like, I'll help you down, Uncle Bulky. But it's a it's like not super even three tight. Quarters. It's super tight on Spike's face. And he's like, a foot comes down into his hands. But then we will cut completely to Bulk. Spike is not in the shot.
Yeah.
And it keeps cutting back and forth. And we never see them together until Bulk is down off the horse. And then Spike stands up behind him. And I don't think either of them interacted with a Power Ranger face-to-face in this.
No, I mean, I thought they were going to, because he's talking at them when he rides
up. Yeah,
like,
in the episode, they are interacting.
Right, but they're
not. But in real life, they are not there.
Yeah, and so he steps down, and then Spike collapses, because even in his dream, he's not strong enough to, like, help. Which is weird. I feel like this is like they're supposed to be good dreams, and here's Spike getting like stuffed into the mud.
Well, I don't think he's realized that he can use his dream power too.
Oh, maybe Bulk's
is just kind of overpowering him.
His dream is so tough that it can't. No one.
And
else
this
can.
Whole thing is also setting up the rule of like people sleeping near each other, their dreams run together.
Yeah. It's really neat how they do it, like, genuinely. I do like it. So he gets stuffed in the ground, and then when he gets back up, he's like, I'm here to stop whatever this ruckus is. And also when he falls, his helmet comes off, and he does have, like, the samurai top knot. It's not the best look.
No.
As a white dude. So, but then Ronnie Carolina pops up and is like, I'm gonna eat you. And Bulk's like, no, you won't. I'm a samurai. And he tries to pull his sword out, but he can't because it's a dream. And now that he needs his sword, it won't come out. And then Spike runs up and starts helping. And this is the first time they've interacted like on screen in the dream world. And they can't get it up. And then I don't know if there's like a flashback to Mentor saying like if they get eaten, they'll die or something. But it feels like there is. I might be making it up now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, I don't remember. I think they do reiterate it here somehow. Maybe Mike says it because he's like trying to get Kevin to let go of the freaking trophy. Like, hey,
yeah.
So people are about to get eaten and like
they're about to die.
It cuts to Robbie, is that what we're calling him?
Ronnie.
Ronnie. It cuts to Ronnie, and his jaw unhinges. This is, like, literally right out of a horror movie.
Yeah.
His jaw unhinges, and he's about to consume Bulk.
Yeah. So Mike and Kevin tackle him, and his mouth stays.
His mouth, like, the top and bottom of his mouth stay.
Like Looney Tunes style.
There's a lot of weird Looney Tunes stuff and sound effects in this.
There is. And so they tackle him away, and then they morph, and they're starting to fight, but then Ronnie's like, I'm the king of the dreams, like, this is my realm, and then just, like, knocks him into an empty office park area again, like, on the street.
Yeah.
And he's like, I do whatever I want, and then he pops up a boulder, and then they run away from the boulder, like, well, Looney Tunes.
At first, when he's first like, this is my world, and, like, I can do anything I want in here. He makes the earth underneath them lift up and, like, flip around and come down and squash them. And when it flips, it's like, whoop, 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 whoop.
Oh, I missed that.
And then it drops down on top of them. And then he makes the big boulder. And we're in, like, Roger Rabbit rules right now.
Yeah.
He makes a big boulder and is chasing after them. And they're, like, they are sidestepping and, like, running to the side. But it's following. It's just following. It runs Kevin over, and he just gets flat for a second.
And then Mike's like, wait a minute. This is our dream, too. No, it's not.
And, like, this is all, like, 2011 cheap Power Rangers CG. Like, this stuff, right. Like, it looks pretty bad. But, like, they are running from a boulder, and it's, like, weird little CG versions of them, like, kind of awkwardly running around.
I think this is Sentai footage. I think this whole part when they get transported, I think this is Sentai stuff.
Yeah, and then they get run over by the boulder, and then...
Yeah.
This definitely is Sentai stuff, because then Mike is like, this is my dream, too, even though he's not technically asleep.
No, yeah, again, no, it's not. You're not asleep. You jumped into the dream. This is, if anything, you two are the only ones here who this is not their dream. But he's like, I'm going to do a soccer kick. I forget what he says, but then he grows huge.
Yeah, he does, like, a spin Michael Jackson, almost kind of like the Leon Charizard
the Leon pose. Yeah.
He grows big, and he kicks the boulder so
Kevin's
hard.
Kevin's like, bend it.
Yeah, and it turns into a soccer ball.
Parentheses, like Beckham.
Yeah, well, you can't say that. That's trademarked.
That's trademarked. But you can just, I guess when you bend it, that's just soccer slang for kick it good. So he kicks it and Mike at Ronnie Carolina, and the ball turns into a soccer ball, and it hits Ronnie. And then Kevin comes rocketing down and just stomps him. Like, yeah. He's Finn Balor.
Yeah, it gives him the coup de grace.
Now they're on the attack, and Ronnie starts running away. So we cut outside of the dream to Mia and Shammy. They're both sleeping. We see them sleeping. And then we cut to Emily, who's like, Mia, where are you, Mia? Looking around for her. And I was like, man, if you were a dog still, you'd be able to find them so fast. Just use your nose. And then we cut into the dream, and Mia is in a cabin, and it's like, I like the way they shoot this, because it's like, you know, film sets only have the three sides, because, yeah, like, one side needs the camera to be there.
Yeah.
It's like that, but, like, that's part of the dream. So, like, when they reverse, it's just this void that Mia is, like, kind of, like, hiding in, and she sees Decker and a woman come in, like, he carries her across the threshold into this cabin, and Mia's like, oh, Decker, and then we hear an off-screen kiss.
Oh,
did you notice?
I did not notice that.
We hear a, and as it turns back, they are parting, but we don't see the kiss, because there's one rule on Power Rangers. And especially now that Papa Heim is back in charge, we will not be seeing a kiss. But we hear one, which is almost more salacious at this point. And then the girl who we, like, I don't know if we're, like, we, I know this is Shammy.
Yeah.
The episode is not being very coy about it, but I don't know if the intention is that we don't know that yet, but I'm pretty sure.
I feel like this is the reveal of it.
Right.
But Mia hasn't figured it out yet, I don't think. Yeah. It takes her another minute.
So it's hard to, like, tell how we're supposed to parse it, but this is Shammy, and she's like, I have a surprise for you. I have a wedding gift for you, my samurai. And she goes over to the side and she grabs Uramasa, the cursed blade.
Except this is, it's just a sword. It, like, I wish it was always the cursed blade. But the fact that it gets turned into a Nylock with him is a little weird to me.
I'm trying to think of if, like, if we'll get more about it. I don't know if we will or not, but like, maybe it was also a cursed blade, and that's why he became the kind of Nihloc he did, and he's not like a fish guy. It's because Uramasa's like, he already touched me.
That could be, because the only thing, well, we'll talk about that when we get to the curse.
Yeah. So she turns around with it and hands it to him, and he has a guitar for her, and she's like, oh my god, and they like exchange it, and then we like see like Nihloc Shammy, current day Shammy, like also watching. And I think this is when Mia puts it together, where she's like, oh my god.
Yeah, because
he has tuxedo mask, like, I can't believe it.
Is like kneeling and crying.
Yeah.
While this is like all happening. That's when Mia's finally like, oh, you're her.
This is you. And then we cut to like later, and they're like asleep, and there's a fire. And then we cut outside, and she has dragged Decker outside. But he's like very clearly...
he's about to die. Yeah.
Not going to live.
He inhaled like all the smoke in there.
Pretty much all of it just funneled right into him. She's like, will somebody help us? And then in pops a Nihloc that we have not seen before.
It is not Xandru.
His eyes are the same, I think. But
but the silhouette is completely different and the voice is different.
The voice is different. He has a ponytail. He doesn't like... yeah, the silhouette's very different. And I should have checked, because I'm pretty sure the woman playing... Shammy, human Shammy, is the woman who does the voice for Shammy. I think it, because her name's Kate Elliott, and I've seen a picture of her when I was like looking through to find out who everybody was, and I'm pretty sure it's her, but I should have double checked at the end. But I know that Xandru and Octaroo are the same guy, the same voice, and they're wildly different, so I didn't check to see if this was a third voice by the same guy. but he's very different. And for a second, because his eyes are the same, they're like the three slits per eye.
Yeah.
I was like, is this Xandru before? Like, is it like, you know, but I don't think it is, because like it seems very different.
Yeah.
He seems like a bigger bad.
And like when Dayu was yelling at Xandru earlier, she wasn't mad that like he turned her into this.
Right. Just that like she is this.
Yeah.
Now he's like, I can save him if you trade me your humanity.
Yeah, it's like, he'll live, you'll just have to be in the Netherworld forever.
Yeah.
Which is, and like, she's like, yes, hell, anything. Though, isn't that the same as dying?
Yeah, but, like, she'll have saved him also. I feel like she's not worried about her currently.
Right.
But then he's like, all right, I'll do that. And then he does something, and, like, the wave washes over both of them. And he's like, and now he's a half Nihloc, half man who won't remember you ever. Gotcha.
And she's like, you tricked me.
You tricked me. And he's like, yep. And then Decker Undertaker, the guy disappears. Decker Undertaker's up.
Yeah. And it's also, we get it's like, slow motion is not the right word, but there's like a lag effect.
Yeah.
Where he sits up. So it's not a blur, but there's like multiple Deckers behind him also sitting up.
Uh-huh. And then he stands up and he grabs Uramasa and he takes his new form, which is the Bone Blood Man, and then disappears. And then she turns into the Shammy that we know now. And maybe this is when Mia, because Mia is clearly upset about this.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my god, I can't believe he did that. And then we cut away from there to Mike and Kevin chasing Ronnie Carolina out of the musician, I think he pops out of.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, hey, you took me out of my dreams, you jerks. And then they cut his arm off, basically, because it's the mist blower that knocks people out. And they're like, oh, man. And then he runs away and jumps under a crack under a log and disappears. And he's like, now that you, because when they destroyed the mist blower, he's like, that'll wake everybody up now. And then so he runs away and we see everybody waking up. And we cut to Antonio waking up. And Jaden is just sitting next to him, dreamily watching him.
And Antonio wakes up and he rolls over onto his stomach and he's got his like head propped up in his hands in the very like, what you thinking about
kind of pose. And like, he's like, where's my trophy? Oh, I guess that was a dream. And then Jaden's like, it was a dream, but whew.
Yeah. He's like, I had to send Mike and Kevin in there. It just took a lot out of me. I've just been like so tired after
So tired. So I've just been watching you sleep basically for the rest of the time.
I realize now, I'm like, man, Jaden spends a lot of the show being exhausted.
He does. And I think, I don't think he's going to be up for sealing. I think we're going to need to get a second Shiba in here. Only there were somebody who could do that. She's not popping up this half of the season. There's no way.
Unless Decker whips his ass in the next episode and she has to come bail him out. There's no way.
Kind of would love the season. Because it's a full season. This is technically a season of Power. For our purposes, it's half. But for the actual airing, like, this ended a year and it didn't start till the next year. So it was like, if it ends with them just beating Jane's ass, maybe that's why they made a Halloween and a Christmas episode, so you wouldn't end on that note. As they're like talking about that, like the dream stuff, and he's like, oh yeah, I'm just like super exhausted from it. We see Octaroo looking at them from between two like banisters, and he's like, ooh ah ooh, I'll kill you and I'll end your stealing power for good, Red Ranger. And then so he summons up a bunch of giant moogies and also like
some big mouth monsters, some
alligator mouth men, like dinosaur mouth guys.
I don't know what these are.
They're new.
Yeah, I don't know. But they're giant. All of them, the moogies and the monster mesh guys.
The moogies and the shakies. So then Jaden's like, we gotta go Megazord mode. And Antonio's like, you're exhausted. And Jaden's like, what choice do we have? And I was like, hell yeah, that's a Red Ranger. There we go, Jaden. He needs to be hurt for me to enjoy him, I think.
Yeah.
When he's cool and put together, it doesn't work.
I don't buy it. But when he's beaten down and just like, I just got to keep going, that's the good stuff.
That's the good stuff. That's the sweet spot. And it really works. It's like when Heath Slater was like, I didn't hear a bell. Like, that's when I was like, oh, I think I love Heath Slater now. So then they do their Zords. Or no, before they do the Zords, Antonio's like, we'll do this just like when we were kids in your backyards, us against the baddies. And like, that got me too.
Yeah.
That was good stuff. So they get in their Zords. They're solo Zords. So it's just, he's like, Antonio's in Clawzord, Jaden's in the Lion. And Antonio does say like, let's rock, lobsters. And I was like, well, hold on now.
They're going to rock lobsters.
Like, we don't got to get crazy. Okay? We don't got to rock lobster. You don't got to put that evil on me.
And they're like, and then Jaden's like, watch out for the big mouth ones.
Yep.
Because they're here, and then they open up their big mouth. I don't know what else happened in this. I could not tell you.
Jaden does like the fire attack that he did in the first episode in The Lion, where it's just like he folds up a little bit and like is like a plane and like flies them on fire and kills a bunch of them, and then Antonio and the Clawzord just do like double clotheslines to a bunch of them and they win. That's basically it.
Cool.
Yeah. Then we cut to Mia, who wakes up in the woods, and she's like, oh, was it a dream? I guess. Oh no. And then she sees Shammy just sitting there crying, and she's like, oh no, that was your real life. Oh, oh no. And she goes to like step towards her. I feel like to like comfort her, but then she steps on a stick and like alerts Shammy, who's like, I don't want your pity. I don't like you staring at me while I'm crying. I'm going to kill you. And Mia like doesn't want to fight back because she like wants to help because she feels bad about this.
And Dayu is also like, you think you could help me, or like you wanted to help me? And she's like, I'm just a Nylock. Like, I'm going to kill you now.
It's very much like a she does protest too much kind of thing. Where it's like, you don't believe this. I know you don't believe this, but
also
does
you're
go to...
mad because somebody saw you vulnerable. And so... Right.
And she does pull out a knife and try to kill
Which
Mia
is in
with
the neck of her chamisin.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, like the head pops off and there's a knife that is inside the neck of it.
That's pretty good stuff. So she goes to attack her, but then Emily makes the save and then gets knocked out of the way and demorphs in one hit. Don't love that.
Yeah, she's like, no, stop. And then just immediately gets knocked off.
Ruckus. And then Mia is like, to think I wanted to help you, as Shammy's running away, because she's like, I don't have time for this, or whatever. And she's like, leaves. And then Mia's like, now, I feel like this is them trying to do that mirror tricks thing of like, so when we kill her, it'll be fine.
Yeah, it's okay when the Power Rangers destroy her now.
Yeah, and I don't agree.
No, that's, you can't show me her absolutely tragic human backstory.
And then be like, anyway, she deserves
I'd be like, anyway,
what she
she's not going to reunite with Decker. We're going to blow her up in a Megazord.
Yeah, I don't love that.
Hopefully that's not the case.
Yeah, so we cut back to Jaden and Antonio, and they're like, stumbling over to a bench, and they slowly sit down and they're like, I'm so hurt from all that. And even Antonio's like, I am beat up. That was a rough one, I guess. We didn't see all of it. What we saw was only a little bit of it, I guess.
Yeah, we just saw when they won.
Yeah. they're like, yeah, but we did win. We're victorious or whatever. And then a garage door starts opening up and we see Cool Boots walking to the side. And oh no, it's Cole.
Oh no. And oh, he doesn't say anything. He's just standing there menacingly.
So Jaden like stands up and like squares up. And Antonio's like, you can't right now. Like, yeah. You absolutely can't.
And Deckard like draws Umasa and just points it at them.
Well, first, Antonio's like, why do you want to fight him now? And Decker like caresses the handle of Uramasa and as if to say, remember my cursed blade that wants blood? And then draws it. Yeah. And then that's where the episode
ends.
And
just points it at him, and we end with them at this weird standoff. I think Decker is like, I'm sick of this kid being tired all the time. I'm just going to fight him. There's never going to be a good time.
What you should do, Decker, is you should help them kill Xandru. So then that way it'll be over. And then afterwards, you can fight him one-on-one.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the hunger of his blade.
It wants the blood.
Warps his mind. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he can't think straight because he's so hungry for the blood.
I do think that the sword is like pre-cursed, and that's what like kept him half human, maybe.
Well,
because like the way the guy says it, he's like he's half human, half Nihloc now. But the way he says it makes it feel like, oh,
no, that wasn't supposed to happen, but it is what happened.
That's what I meant. I meant to do that.
Yeah, the big thing of the curse, and we kind of just like rushed past it. But what I wanted to say, like, the big thing of the curse is that he doesn't remember you. He's half Nihloc and has no memories of you at all. That's the
curse. And never will.
Yeah.
Which is brutal. And then she's like, you tricked me. And he's like, I'm the devil. Look at me. And then he leaves.
I'm the devil, you know, from hell.
From hell. But I do think that Uramasa might be pre-cursed because, like, he doesn't look like the rest of the Nihloc, even her, because she's, like, sea slug based.
Yeah.
He's not based on any... Unless he's coral, unless he's like bleached coral, but I don't think so.
A skeleton though, like
he looks mostly just like a like a skeleton man with a blood face. So I feel like Uramasa's like this one's mine. I'll protect you from half the curse.
Yeah,
but you will thirst for.
But
blood.
But yeah,
forever.
You do have to suffer also my curse.
Yeah, so you're double cursed. You're like double cursed, but also half cursed.
Yeah.
So it evens out to about one curse.
Evens out to a single curse, but it's really two half curses.
With some constituent parts. But that's the end of the episode. And I started, Josh. So what's the best?
I think the best is the dream world.
Yeah.
The way that he just like is as a concept, the way that it is when they're in there, the way that the dreams are like all take place in the same world. It's not like Bulk has a separate dream. Antonio's having a separate dream. Their dreams are just
right
together in this one place. And just the way that Rhinosnorus can travel through it between sleeping bodies, like just it, all the whole encompassing thing of it, I think is really cool.
It is very cool. I wanted to give my best to the way that Emily says be nice, because I was so charmed by that, and in any other given episode that would be the highlight of the episode, but this one was genuinely pretty good.
Yeah,
so like I think I want to give it to Shammy's dream part of it.
Yeah.
Like the whole backstory part, I think the way they did it was really well done. I also don't think Decker talks during any of that.
I don't remember. I don't remember if he says anything when they're exchanging the gifts or not.
Because he turns around and he just has a guitar and she's like, oh, and I don't remember if he says it. He might talk, but I don't remember if he did. But either way, like it's done very well to like convey like this is like the like, here's the bad stuff that happened without her being like, here's my tragic backstory.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like it's more affecting that way of like us experiencing it firsthand, kind of.
Yeah. It's much better than the Rangers having her cornered and her being like, this is what happened to me.
Right. Cause like when they found the tapestry, Mia was like, I feel like I know her. And it's like, come on. But then we see the whole thing and it's like, oh, it's actually kind of worse. Like, it's a little more tragic cause like it's, like I feel like Shammy probably feels like it's her fault too for summoning it instead of just letting
the way it was. I feel like the way it was talked about on the tapestry was that like, or maybe it was just because Decker's the one that suggested it to them to get into the netherworld
to go to the netherworld to like save.
But it seemed implied that like he's the one that made the deal, and that part of the reveal in this episode is that it was actually her,
right, trying to save him, and then this new mysterious guy Xandru's brother.
Yeah. There's always got to be a Rinzin.
There's got to be. There's death taxes, Mama Needs Her Coffee, and Rinzin.
And Rinzin.
But I think that's my best is the whole like Shammy and Mia is part of the dream because Mia getting to see it also like again, it's just normal stuff. It's just a normal way you would do a thing in a show.
Yeah.
But the fact that Power Rangers did it is like, oh, look at you. Like that's oh man, look at that. that's my best. What's the worst?
You know, there's not a lot in this I would say that's bad, but the worst is Bulk and his samurai look.
It's not good. It is not good. On the one hand, it's in a dream world and he is like sort of the butt of the joke, right? Like,
yeah.
Look at how doofy he looks like this. He's clearly not a samurai. Ha ha ha. But on the other hand, it's like, did we have to? did we have to?
While I was thinking about right before I got to that, I was like, is it just that they're harping on Mia's cooking again? Because that joke is going, it's nothing. It never goes anywhere, and it never means anything.
Yeah.
And that's pretty bad.
I think it is Bulk Samurai.
But I think it's Bulk, because I didn't facepalm at the Mia thing.
Right. When he falls and, like, pushes Spike's face into the dirt, I was like, oh, please tell me that's not, like, horse crap that he faceplanted into.
It was just dream dirt.
It was dream dirt, but still.
And Spike had to try to spit a little bit of it out, but he didn't pregame. He didn't put it in his mouth first.
No. Look, he's done that enough. He doesn't. I think he's good. He's earned his stripes on that one. I don't think he needs to do that anymore. But I think I agree that the Bulk samurai getup is probably the worst. Who's the MVP?
There's a pretty good split between everybody here.
Yeah.
I feel like Emily probably is the least.
She is just gone for a lot of the episode while she's trying to get to Mia.
Yeah.
So like, there's just like a big chunk of the episode where she's just like not there.
But Kevin and Mike are working together the whole time and they're important because they fight the monster in the dream world.
Yeah.
Jaden got them into the dream world.
And also his acting whenever he's hurt or like exerting is always so much better than any other time. Like I genuinely enjoyed his acting during this episode.
I think I'm gonna give it to Mia.
I think I agree.
Because I feel like the rest of the episode was happening to be like, this is why they're in the dream world, but the point of the episode was Mia and Dayu.
So Mia can see the dream. Yeah. Yeah.
And I feel like she for as good as she could, I think she did a good job.
Right.
In this.
Yeah. Her acting does leave a little to be desired occasionally, but
I don't think it was bad here.
It wasn't like bad. Yeah, I think I agree. I think I'll also give it to Mia. Now we got to rank it. And for the first time in a little while,
I think we're going toward the top here.
I think we're going pretty high.
We're looking at the top three. I don't know. I don't have the list in front of me, so I don't know where we're at here.
Let's see. Number three is the Tengen Gate. Number two is Team Spirit. Number one is Sticks and Stones.
Well, I don't think it's better than Sticks and Stones.
It's not better than Sticks and Stones. Team Spirit is that... do you have the list pulled up? Is Team Spirit the one where Emily's soul or her spirit is missing and they have to like... That's when they're like, I guess we'll just turn into Nilox and go.
This is the one with the shortest episode description on Wikipedia.
Of course.
A Nilox begins to steal people's spirits to have them fall into a never-ending slumber. The Rangers search for a way to defeat their enemy without the help of the Yellow Ranger after the Nilox can steal her spirit.
Why was this one outsourced?
You mean after the Nilox steals her spirit?
Yeah. That seems like that one was outsourced to somebody else because the person making the very long translations had like a wedding to go to or something. I think it's better than that. I don't think it's better than the Sticks and Stones, but I do think it is better than that. So coming in at number two, Broken Dreams.
Oh, I gotta look at the next one.
Yeah, the next one's a finale.
Oh, it's like the Ultimate Duel?
It's something to that effect.
Yeah, the Ultimate Duel, that's the name of the next one.
The Ultimate Showdown of Ultimate Destiny. Yep. It's time.
Finally, Mr. Rogers versus Godzilla.
Finally.
Without that song... Would we have Fortnite?
I think about that all the time. And here's the thing. That's Lemon Demon. That's Neil Cicierega. I will not fault him. He's great. He did at least two songs for Gravity Falls that are amazing. One is called Goat and a Pig. It's about a goat and a pig getting married. It's just like credit to jokes, but it's so good. A lot of his other songs are also just like genuinely great. I'm not going to fault him for the spiral that he created. But I do think that that specific video was a turning point in the world. Yeah. And after that, we're like, what if, like, I think without that song, we don't have the mashup t-shirt industry that spawned Fortnite.
Yeah.
So, you know, who would I stop it if I could go back in time? Maybe. Who knows?
It's impossible to tell.
Mr. Rogers versus Godzilla, I feel like, is the most even fight of that. Of that one. If anyone's going to get Godzilla to calm down, it's going to be Mr. Rogers. Anyways, next time, the ultimate duel. It's the final episode of Samurai, but not the final episode of...
Vanilla Samurai.
Of Vanilla Samurai, before we go to Samurai Plus. But we're going to do... So this and that will probably go up the same week, and then next week, for you, the listener, a bonus of some sort. Probably Dream Boys. If Dream Boys is not next week, it'll be the week after. And then I think if my math is right, then the week after that will be the Party Monster episode. And I'm not going to make any jokes about the 2003 Macaulay Culkin movie Party Monster, which is very different than whatever Power Rangers is going to end up being, I promise. But I think that's how it'll work. And then we'll probably do the Christmas episode a week after that, and then maybe take one extra week off to do a bonus or do nothing, and then come back with Super Samurai. We're not doing a big hiatus in between, because we're just counting it all as one thing. But we are going to do a little bit of a break so we can get our buffer back up, because we're close to it. Yeah. We're a little close.
There's just a couple of guys who didn't want to record sometimes.
Yeah, and like I got sick, and like... Then you got sick. Did you get sick?
I got sort of sick, yeah. It's weird. It's been like a start and go, like, or a start and stop. Like, you're getting sick, and then it never fully forms.
That's almost worse in a lot of ways. I got my flu and my COVID shot on Friday, and I was like, oh, sweet. Last time, it was like 9 hours, and it hit me like 9 hours on the dot later. And I got like the fever chills, and I the whole night I sweated through it and tried to work it out. And when I woke up, I was mostly fine. I was like, oh, kick ass, I'll do that again. So I got it at 3. I went to the movies at 4. When I got back, me and Ash watched some stuff. We watched some King Oger, which it's a good show. It's a good show.
Is that one Zio?
No, that's O-Ranger. King Oger is one of the newer ones. That's the like the bug knight where they got like armor for their things, and they're bug themed, and it's really good. And then we watched some Ranma because we've been watching that because it's coming back in October. And I was like, all right, well, you know, I'm going to go. I can feel like something happening, so I'll go to bed before. And nothing. All night I slept fine. I woke up in the morning, and at like 10 I got out of bed. And the second I stood up, I got hit with the fever chills, and I was like, God damn it. And so the rest of the day I was like, you couldn't have done this last night like I planned. So I got the rest of that out. And I think that re-upped my cough. I think my cough was mostly gone. And then it was like, well, something happened. So we had to cough for another month.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. My sinuses have been teasing for the past couple of weeks now.
Well.
It was really bad for a little bit last week where I was like, this is it. The infection's here.
It's here.
And then next day it was fine.
That sucks.
And there was one day where, like, my throat was really scratchy, and then the next day it was fine.
You're just microdosing, getting sick for real.
Look, I kind of would prefer that, honestly. Like, oh, I have one bad day, and then I'm good.
Yeah. Anyway, so this is all to say our buffer's a little bit behind where we would like it, so we're going to use the in-between part to catch up on that, but there won't be a big, like, a big prolonged break or anything.
No Morpheus. That'll be at the end.
Yes. No Morpheus, no Q. None of our regular stuff. That'll be post-season. And we won't be watching Madam Web.
Good. Yes.
And also, we won't be watching it next season because the Pink Ranger is in that to be, like, what if The Bachelorette was a horror movie?
Hell yes.
So we'll be watching that. And then after that is Dino Charge. I don't know if any of them have done any movies. But if they haven't, then we'll do Madam. But if they have, then we'll put Madam Web up. Who knows?
Hopefully, I won't have to watch Madam Web ever.
It'll happen eventually.
But at least until 2027.
Bare minimum. You got some time. Anyway, thank you very much for listening, everybody. We will see you next time for the Ultimate Duel. But until then, May the power protect you. So I have a surprise bit I'm going to do at the start when we come back. Okay. Do you want to be in on it or do you want to be surprised?
Well, it's not a surprise bit if I'm in on it.
That's true.
Then it's just a bit.
Okay. Well, do you want to be on the bit?
Is it funnier if I don't know?
Maybe.
Let's surprise me.
Okay.